This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
So what happened with the weather warning system in Iowa? The people of the tornado-damaged towns say they had no warning when the twisters hit. That is unusual, to be sure. The National Weather Service has such a good track record, and they'll be looking into this, no doubt. But in Missouri, before the boat calamity on Table Rock Lake, the National Weather Service at Springfield, Missouri, issued a severe thunderstorm warning about 45 minutes before that boat sank. The warning specifically mentioned Table Rock Lake and cited the possibility of winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. From This Week in Agribusiness, you know, I talked last week on the broadcast about grain bin entrapments and the fact that I had tracked about a half dozen entrapments right here in the heart of the country in 1 month's time. Two had resulted in fatalities. Well, the problem hasn't gone away. This week, at Remsen, Iowa, a dozen emergency agencies responded to a farm for a grain bin rescue effort. They found the 65-year-old farmer where he had died in that bin. We've been hearing about how Detroit is rising from the ashes, how that big city, right there in the heart of the city, right downtown, is springing to life with new investment coming in, millennials moving in, restaurants opening. Here 5 years after Detroit filed bankruptcy. But of course, many, many neighborhoods remain blighted. And this week, two men were arrested for hauling garbage from the suburbs into the city. Truckloads of garbage bags into Detroit, where they dumped them on the street. Each man was hit with a $3,500 fine. The charges levied against them? Civil blight. The outdoor farm show season starts not many weeks from now. People who go to Grand Island, Nebraska will have a surprise this year when they go to Husker Harvest Days. Permanent streets have been put in at that site at the show to be held in September. Back to the storms in Iowa. The comment from one victim there caught our attention when it came across our screen, what Cassandra Dowell told the Des Moines Register. That it was bad, yes, it was bad, very bad, but the bad stuff just happened to stuff. As Cassandra put it, there is damage, but everybody is safe. No scratches, no broken bones. We've been blessed, she said. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good weekend.